Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Thank you for joining Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. We're so glad that you're joining us on this very special day. So I know that you've brought your heart. So good evening and good day. And we know that it must be evening time because all the families are home and there's no school.
Yes, it is. And before we jump right in, we always want to open our radio show with You Believe.
Definitely.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a running singer.
I want to be a music producer.
I want to be a model.
Well, this certainly is the right time because this is a day of celebration and we want to bring your heart. And in order to believe, you have to believe with your heart. So good evening and good day. And we're so glad that you're joining us today. And it's a time to relax and get ready for the next day. Now, I know that it's our family tradition with the mommies and daddies. Nana, grandma, grandpa, papi, aunts and uncles, babysitters, and people who just care in making bedtime fun. So, again, bring your heart, because this week, Aunt Jewel will be focusing on stories, on how much can you share your feelings, because it's a very, very special day today, Starfish. Do you know what day it is going to be?
Yes, I do. The special day is for your heart. Everyone in the sea, they're all making all types of cards for Valentine's Day using shells, pearls, seaweed, sands, and all other types of items.
Wow, that really sounds very colorful and extremely creative. Now, I sent some today, and I hope that they love it. I've already sent my Valentine's, and it is a time to show your family, friends, your teachers, and loved ones how much you care.
Exactly. And we love sending Valentine's to our friends in our classroom. I know it's a very special day for everyone to exchange how much they care for each other.
It is. And I have like a very special Valentine that I sent, and it said, "Happy Valentine's Day, friends, owl way." Well, it was a picture of an owl. Owl way?
Owl way. That is funny. Well, Valentine's Day, that just gets me in the mood for listening to some Valentine's music, of course. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This song is Valentine's Day for Kids by the Kids Town.
Ooh, I love that.
Here we go. And I know this also has been sung by a very, very popular group, and I know you know who it is. You'll see.
Hmm.
of boys and girls.
You certainly do need that, and that is why it's so important to be able to, parents being able to be right there for you to make sure that they take care of you and show their appreciation and their caring for you and do all kinds of things you may not like doing. For example, going to bed.
Exactly.
Because you've got to get that proper rest and having it to be a routine. So one of the things that we're going to be doing is getting you ready for bed. And maybe you may get something very special because this is a very special day, Valentine's, which can mean you might get pink or red PJs.
Yes, everyone has to get your bottle and your blinky or your toothbrush, your favorite slippers, and water, of course, to keep your throat nice and moisturized, not dry, and we'll provide the stories.
Of course, of course. And you know what, Starfish? Do you have, and boys and girls, do you have your special pillow and your favorite blanket ready? And I want you not to keep asking your mommy and daddy all types of questions, trying to delay the time to go to bed.
Exactly. Get ready for it, boys and girls. Bedtime stories begin. And you know what this means. When we brush our teeth, our favorite song, Rubber Ducky by Cedar Mount Kid.
Right, because you've got to be squeaky clean.
I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vovovodio, rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. Make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rubber dub dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet.
I love my rubber ducky. Don't you, Starfish?
Yes, yeah, I do.
Rubber ducky, come over here. You are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow, and chubby. Rubber dub dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine.
Bell.
clean.
And that definitely makes bath time fun. Something that you don't want to do sometimes, because you know that when you get squeaky clean and have to get your PJs and brush your teeth, because that's extremely important, that you know it will be time for bedtime very soon. So, Starfish, so we now know that it's Valentine's Day and you boys and girls are probably already getting very, very excited about Valentine's Day, and you probably have a very favorite thing about Valentine's Day. I wonder, Starfish, what's your favorite thing about Valentine's Day? Boys and girls,
well,
before she answers, think about it. But while you're thinking about it, Starfish is going to share her Valentine's Day.
Well, Angela, my favorite thing about Valentine's Day is getting teddy bears and candy hearts. I just love candy hearts. But my favorite part is making cards. You can cut all sorts of shapes out of pink or red or white, or putting them all together and making beautiful pop-up hearts. I would like to start off with the Valentine's card so I can pass it out to all my friends. And everyone in the classroom has to give everybody a card so you will not feel left out. Is there anyone out there that you want to give a shout out to, Aunt Jewel? Or maybe a Valentine's shout out?
Oh, I know. I definitely would like to do that. And that's much love with my Valentine's card to Anita, and also Zion, and Fallon, and Camera, and also TJ, and Anna. Of course, Anna. Anna has gotten a very special Valentine's Day with getting onto a committee called the Gates, and we're so thrilled about that. But it's a lot of fun to be able to cut out Valentine's cards and put feathers, glitter, lots of things.
Yes, it could be so much fun. You could just be so creative and just basically do everything. Now, of course, you know, this is Bedtime Stories, and we are all ready for bed. Right, Aunt Jewel?
Yes.
Are we ready?
I am certainly ready.
We have our special PJs. We have our teddy bear. And, oh, and we are ready. We already brushed our teeth, so we're almost ready for bed. Are you sleepy yet? It is getting darker. Now, boys and girls, I cannot wait to read my book.
What is it?
My book is called Miss Flora McFlimsey's Valentine by Mariana. Now, are you ready, boys and girls, for a book? Do you have your PJs?
And I think they also have their pillow fluffed already by Nana.
Perfect. So you can be nice and comfortable as you take a trip to Dreamland. This book is illustrated by Lorthrop and Lee and Shepherd's Books and written by Mariana. One winter evening, Miss Flora McFlimsey and Pookoo, oh my goodness, Pookoo, they all were getting ready. They're all sitting before the fireplace in the dollhouse. Mr. Pookoo, said Miss Flora McFlimsey, did you ever get a Valentine? What is that? Asked Pookoo. Well, it is something that has lace on it, and a heart, and flowers, and white birds, and it says, I love you, and nobody knows who sends it. Then nobody gets thanked, said Cuckoo. What's the use of giving something that you don't get thanked for? Miss Flora McFlimsy did not answer. She was remembering that once long ago, she had seen a Valentine. The little girl who owned her then had held her in her arms and let her look at it. It smelled like violet, and it said, "To my dearest love." The little girl had explained that Valentine's only came on the 14th day of February, but all that was long ago. "Mr. Puku," said Miss Florentine, Miss Flora McFlimsy, suddenly, "What, today?" Puku counted on his toes. "It's Friday, February 13th, then tomorrow," said Miss Flora McFlimsy, "is Valentine's Day." She thought a moment. It would be nice to send a Valentine to Timothy Mouse. "Why to Timothy Mouse?" asked Puku. "Because he's so little. Perhaps no one else will think about him, and they'll forget to thank him." "I think about him quite often," remarked Puku. Miss Florence McFlimsy hastily changed the subject. "And Oliver Owl must be lonely up in the hollow tree." "Nonsense," said Puku. "His nephews live with him. Besides, if he were as wise as he thinks he is, he'd be living in a nice warm barn, not in that hollow tree." "And Tuffy Puffin," said Miss Flora. "I don't suppose anyone else sent him a Valentine." "Do you mean that old bird who lives in the big rocks? He doesn't deserve a Valentine. Every time I go near there, he gives me a peck on the head." "And Peter Petkins," said Miss Flora McFlimsy. "He must get tired of that burrow he lives in all winter." "Just wait till spring," said Puku. "He'll be hopping about as sassy as ever. But really, Miss McFlimsy, why don't you go to bed and stop thinking about such foolishness?" Puku Cat yawned and stretched himself out on the heart rug. Miss Flora McFlimsy waited until he was asleep. Then she tiptoed over to her little trunk in the corner. She stood on top of it and took down from the shelf the little girl's scissors and colored pencils and bottle of paste and writing paper. She opened the trunk and snipped some lace off her best petticoat and cut some forget-me-nots and ribbons from her summer hat. Then she made a Valentine for Tuffy Puffin, and one for Oliver Owl, and one for Peterkins, and a very tiny one for Timothy Mouse. She put them all in her little basket and carried it over to Puku. She rang the bell on his collar 3 times. Puku didn't stir. "Mr. Puku Cat," she said, "will you be so kind as to carry my Valentine's? You walk so slowly, and nobody can see you in the dark, so no one will ever know who sent them." Puku began to snore. Miss McFlora whispered in his ear, "Mr. Puku Cat, would you like me to get you some catnip from the cupboard? Puku, "Set up a big brunch?" "Yes. As many as I can carry." Miss McFlora hurried down to Puku's little bell and fastened the basket to his collar, talking all the while. "Please leave this one for Peterkins, as his burrows and Oliver Owls sat at the hollow tree, and Timothy Mouse at his little hole, and Tuffy Puffin down by the big rock." She opened the door, and Puku disappeared in the night. Miss Flora McFlimsy got the catnip. I'll warm some milk for him, too, and have it ready when he gets back, she said. Then she sat in her rocking chair and waited. After a long, long while, when there was a scratching at the door, in walked Cuckoo. He seemed very pleased with himself. All went well, he announced, brushing the snow off his coat. Where's the catnip? Miss Flora McFlimsy poured his warm milk. He lapped it up and nipped the catnip. Then he lay down in front of the fire and soon was sound asleep. Now I can sleep too, thought Miss Flora McFlimsy happily. But a moment later she remembered. There is no Valentine for Cuckoo! How could she have forgotten him? He had been such a good friend and a kind cat to carry her valentines out in the cold night. She hurried to get another piece of paper. She drew a big heart and wrote on it, "To one I love." She tied it with her blue hair ribbon and she laid it beside his saucer where he would see it first thing in the morning. Now I can really go to sleep, she said. But just at that moment, there came a tap, tap on the window pane. Two round green eyes were peering in. Miss Flora McFlimsy opened the window. It was little Oscar Owlet. He seemed very excited. Hoot, hoot, hoot. Miss McFlimsy, she said, I have a message from you from Uncle Oliver Owl. He sends you his compliments and says to tell you that what the rascal of a Cuckoo cat did. He stuffed all your valentines in our hollow tree and ran off down the land. But don't cry, Miss McFlimsy, he added quickly. As you know, my uncle is a very, very wise bird, and he has a plan. Now listen carefully. Uncle Oliver will open a post office in our hollow tree. You are to make a sign to pin on it. I am to fly quickly before daylight to each one of our friends and tell them to come all at once, instantly, to the post office for an important letter. Oh, Cuckoo, how could you? Miss Flora McFlimsy scolded. Cuckoo opened one eye, closed it quickly. Miss Flora McFlimsy was already making a sign. Very good, said Oscar Owlet, who had flown in and lightened her on her shoulder in a friendly sort of way. Miss Flora McFlimsy looked at Cuckoo. He seemed to be sleeping peacefully. She hesitated just a moment. Then she picked up the valentine she had made for him. Take this too, she said. Oscar Howlett was gone with a flutter, and in two winks, Miss Flora McFlimsy was asleep. It was broad daylight when she opened her eyes. The window was still open, and Cuckoo Cat was gone. Hoot, hoot! A little ball of feathers lit on the windowsill. It was Oscar Owlett again. Hurry, Miss McFlimsy, she said. The post office is open and it's all ready. Uncle Oliver says, you are to follow me to the big apple tree and hide behind it. You can watch from there and see everything that happens. Flora McFlimsy puts on her hat and velvet cape and fur-lined boots and her earmuffs and white kid gloves. Oscar Owlett flew just ahead of her. They passed the Peterkins coming out of his burrow on his way to the post office, but they pretended not to see him. When they reached the apple tree, Oscar Owlett perched on the top branch. Miss Flora McFlimsy hid carefully behind him. She could see the hollow tree down the road with Oliver sitting right inside of it. First came Puffy Puffin. He looked at his valentine sideways, then upside down. Then he flew around it twice and lit on top of it, chirping all the while. Now, who could have seen it? It might have been Miss Pigeon. It might have been Miss Penguin. Until Oliver Owl called out, don't block the line. Then off he flew with the valentine, still chirping. Now, just might have been Miss Siegel. Next came Timothy Mouse. He clutched his tiny valentine in his tiny little paws and scurried off. Peterkin's ears were wiggling with excitement as he came up to the hollow tree. "Goodbye, Mr. Owl," he cried. He always got things mixed up and said goodbye when he really meant hello. He hopped off with his valentine, calling, "Hello, Mr. Owl." Of course, he meant goodbye. Last in line and walking softly on his velvety paws came Pooku. He padded gracefully up to the hollow tree. "Is there anything for me?" he purred. Oliver Owl handed him a little roll of paper tied with a blue ribbon. Pooku bounded away with it towards the old apple tree. "It's the prettiest of all," he purred. Then he caught sight of Miss Flora McFlimsy peeping out from behind the tree, and he felt a little ashamed. But Miss Flora McFlimsy wasn't thinking about him at all. She was watching an elderly rabbit wearing an odd sort of hat, hopping slowly along the path. It was Peterkin's aunt. Miss McFlora ran down the path to meet her. "I'm on my way to the post office," explained Peterkin's aunt politely. Peterkin's thought there might be a valentine for me, too. "Oh," thought Miss Flora McFlimsy, "why did I make just one more?" And she remembered the beautiful Easter bonnet Peterkin's aunt had once made her. Pooku had been listening, and he knew how bad Miss Flora must be feeling, because there was no valentine for Peterkin's aunt. Then he had an idea. "Oh, Miss Cottontail," he said. "Olive Owl saw you coming and asked me to give this to you." And he dropped his own valentine at her feet. "Why, thank you, Pooku," said Peterkin's aunt. "What a pretty blue ribbon. I could use it to trim a hat." Miss Flora McFlimsy and Pooku walked home together. "That was nice of you, Pooku," said Flora McFlimsy as she opened the door to the dollhouse. Then she gave a little cry of surprise, for there, slipped under the door, was a large white envelope sealed with a red heart. It said, "For Miss Flora McFlimsy." She opened it quickly and read, "Roses are red, violets are blue. Miss Flora, I love you. Your true friend, Pooku." "Oh, it's just so beautiful," cried Miss Flora McFlimsy. Pooku purred. "What's the use of giving something that you don't get thanked for?" The end.
Wow, that was really wonderful. It definitely is the reason why we do have Valentine's Day, because it shows our love and our caring.
Exactly. And you don't always have to expect something in exchange. It's just feeling good about giving something to others and making them feel good about themselves.
Right. And then after he got a chance to find out that someone else wasn't getting the Valentine's card, and he knew that he had done something that he wasn't supposed to do, he at least felt bad about it and helped Miss Florinsky and have a Valentine card for her to be able to give to her friend.
Exactly.
So Miss Florinsky, all the things that she did in making those Valentine cards made everyone happy.
It did, really, and even Peterkin's aunt, which was so very special.
And also the right Valentine card, because it had the blue ribbon, which she could be able to use for her hat. So it was just right.
It was perfect.
Miss Florinsky did so well in making everyone feel so special. And I think that's what you will do, boys and girls, when you hand yours out. And all the time that you put into it, all the creative ideas that you have, putting feathers and glitter and cutting paper out, making all kinds of designs, will make your very special friend and parent and your family members feel really thrilled that you took time to make them a card.
And yes, you might have gotten some ideas from Miss Flora McFlimsey, and she used lace and ribbon and just things that you might even just have hanging around at home.
And it's also good to be able to know, because part of this story was that a friend helped another friend when they got into trouble. Now, that's kind of what Valentine's Day is about, because it is so much fun in being able to make it, because you can make crafts. You can be able to even bake products. You can even make red velvet cupcakes, which is so good, and then be able to pass it around to your friends and party.
Exactly. And what Miss Flora realized that she had a friend in everyone, no matter what. And that reminds me of our favorite song of You Got a Friend by Randy Newman.
Oh, the Oscar and Emmy winner.
Yes, here we go, boys and girls. You Got a Friend.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am. Stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna seek it, I can't stop me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
You have a friend in everyone.
You definitely do, and that's what makes Valentine's Day so special, because everybody gets a Valentine card. Everyone in the school. Do you remember when you had Valentine's Day? Or you probably will have it tomorrow, Starfish. How was it for you in school?
It was so much fun. And the exciting thing about it is you could send little telegrams to your friends. So someone would come in a classroom and say, excuse me, I have a Valentine for Star Foster. And it would be so exciting, and everyone would receive one from different friends. But It was a secret on who you would receive it from.
Wow. And you probably didn't even know who it was going to be.
Exactly.
So, would some of them have candy in them? What was your favorite kind of candy if you did have candy in it?
I liked the red and pink M&Ms and, of course, the candy hearts that have different messages on them.
Oh, so did I, because I loved those candy necklaces, because you could put them around your neck and chew on it all day long.
Yes, those are also one of my favorites as well.
Oh, do you have another special Valentine's card that has something on it?
Yes, I do. This one says, "Hopefully your Valentine's Day is just like you. Sweet. Happy Valentine's Day." You can be so creative with it. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, that was a good thing. Did you make that up yourself?
Yes, that I did.
I wonder if some of you are getting sleepy.
I think so. I see Grandpa's eyes drifting off.
It's always hard to keep his eyes open, isn't it?
Yes.
And especially after you read your story, we know that usually Grandpa can only make one story.
Yep. Maybe he'll try to make two, because I know Valentine's Day is his favorite as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's see if we have another book to read. Let's see, are we going to read another book? Or are we going to read another card?
I think we should read another card.
Oh, I would love that.
Great. We have another Valentine, which is a picture of an owl. Is that the same one as you had before?
Oh, I think so. Read it.
This one said,
"Ooh,
loves you. Happy Valentine's Day."
Oh, those make me laugh every time I hear them.
Exactly. And boys and girls, you could even use these messages for tomorrow. I have another one, too, Aunt Jewel.
Okay, let's hear that one.
"Just wanted to say hi and happy Valentine's Day and give you a big bear hug."
Oh, and that one feels so warm and fuzzy. It's got a little fur on the outside of it.
Exactly.
Now, what do you do if someone, have you ever gotten a little strange message or you're not sure who sent it?
Sometimes, and it says, "From your secret admirer." What does that mean, actually?
Well, I think that is someone who likes you very, very much, but probably too shy to let you know. Now, boys and girls, have you ever gotten a card like that from a secret admirer?
Have you, boys and girls?
Hmm.
Oh, now I understand. Because some fish hide behind rocks or holes if you come around. Is that sort of like it?
Yes, just like you're talking about the fish, that when they would see a certain fish come, because maybe they look so colorful and they don't want to be around, so they will hide behind a rock or dig into a hole or just kind of swim away.
Oh, now I get it. A secret admirer.
Exactly. So if you get a lot of Valentines, and they may think that they're not special, or if you have other brothers or sisters, and they may wonder about how can the person tell the difference and who's special and are we all special? Just lots of questions like that, because everybody's getting them. Sometimes you may feel Does that mean I'm special, or does it mean that you just love everybody? Well, I've got
exactly.
I know. Don't you think that might be confusing sometimes?
It can be a little bit confusing.
Right. So I don't know if we have a song to play right now, or if you want to hear my book.
I think Grandma and Grandpa are ready for your book.
Okay. So let's read this book. It's called Boys and Girls, Are You Sleepy Yet? I think we still have some that are still wide awake. Now, this book is called You're All My Favorites, and it's by Sam McBrady, and it was illustrated by Anita Jerram. So get ready. Get that favorite bottle. And I can see also the little blinky that you've got in your mouth. I kind of hear you sucking a little bit. But here we go. Once upon a time, there was a mother bear, a father bear, and three baby bears. A first baby bear, a second baby bear, and a third baby bear. One, two, three. Whoever tucked them in at night always said the same thing to them. You are the most wonderful baby bear in the whole wide world. So each bear heard that same thing. Now one night, after Mommy Bear had tucked them in and after she had said, "You are the most wonderful baby bear in the whole wide world." Now, boys and girls, I know that you were tucked in, and your Nana or your mommy or daddy probably said the same thing to you. The baby bears begin to wonder. "But how do you know?" they asked their mommy bear. "How do you know who are the most wonderful baby bears in the whole wide world?" They were puzzled. "Because your daddy told me," said Mommy Bear. "When your daddy saw you on the night you were born, he said, and I remember it very well, he said, 'Those are the nicest baby bears I've ever seen. They are the nicest baby bears anyone has ever seen.'" They listened. That was a good answer. The three baby bears snuggled down as content as could be. But one day, the first baby bear began to think. He wondered if the other two bears were nicer than he was. They had patches, after all, and he did not. Maybe his mommy really, really, really liked patches. And the second baby bear began to wonder, "Now maybe Daddy loves the other two more than me," she thought. They were boys' bears, after all, and she was not. Oh no, boys and girls, have you ever thought like that? And the third baby bear began to worry. "I'm only the littlest," he thought. "Everybody's bigger than me. He can't even reach to get berries." So that night, the three baby bears ask their daddy bear, which one of us do you like the most? Who is your favorite? We can't all be the best. As they looked on to their parents. Yes, you can, said Daddy Bear. I know you can, because I heard your mommy say so when she saw you. And Daddy Bear picked up the first baby bear to give him a cuddle. She said, that is the most perfect first baby bear that anyone has ever seen. Even with no patches? Patches doesn't matter at all, replies his daddy as he tucked him in. And when your mommy bear saw you, Daddy Bear picked up the second baby bear, she said. That is the most perfect second baby bear that anyone has ever seen. Even if I'm not a boy, girl or boy, it makes no difference, said her daddy. And he hugged her tight. And when your mommy saw you, Daddy Bear lifted the last baby bear into his arms. That is the most perfect third baby bear that anyone could ever see. Even if I'm the littlest, biggly or littly, we love you just the same. So there's three favorites. You're all my favorites. The bears are smiling now. And the best baby bear in the whole wide world went to sleep as happily as could be, because that was a good answer too. The end. And we're
wow.
So, isn't that something? We're so glad that they didn't think that one was better than the other anymore.
Exactly.
And we're so glad that you came to Blake's Radio, Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, to be able to hear these wonderful stories that we're sharing with you and find out about Valentine's Day.
We're so very glad that you've joined us, boys and girls.
Right, because it doesn't really matter whether you're different or unique or what order you came in. Your parents still love you all just the same. I wonder who is dozing off right now, getting ready to go to sleep. I think some of the bears. Right, because I think some of the bears who started off, they were wide awake with their eyes kind of drooping just a little bit, didn't get to hear the end of the story, Starfish.
Exactly.
So despite the fact that maybe you're not the only child, maybe you have one other brother or sister, or two, or three, or four, or five, or many, many more, your parents still love you all the same.
Exactly, because each one of you are very, very unique, and you just offer and care all in different ways, but they're all just as important.
They're very much a star in their parents' and grandparents' eyes.
Exactly. Just like a star. Similar to our favorite Corinne Bailey Ray.
So song that parents love to be able to hear.
Just like an angel of the sea, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Wanted to love you, but I wonder why.
Good night, Renee.
Radio Network Rainbow Soul and Aunt Jules Bedtime Story.
Cross when you look into their eyes and they just look at you with such innocence.
Exactly.
And they go off to sleep to Sleepy Land, joining their friends.
And we, of course, would like to thank Blog Talk Radio here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Starfish, for joining us from the sea.
Thank you, Aunt Jules, and a happy Valentine's Day to you.
And also for you. And you'll be trying to figure out tomorrow who is the secret admirers that are sending me these cards. Can't figure it out.
And now that I fully understand what the secret admirer is, I'm just so excited to see.
And you have to be real careful because you don't want to be embarrassed if it's the wrong person.
Oh, my goodness. Definitely.
But it's kind of a mystery to try to find out with all the clues. Who did that? Who put that very sparkly jewel on it? Or who put the glue or the colors or the feathers?
It's almost like a scavenger hunt. You find little clues. Maybe you know your friend's handwriting and you can sort of guess or just think of all different types of things.
That's pretty good. But you know what I like? Just like you like those candy hearts, I also like, and I almost forgot, lollipops and candy kisses.
Oh, my goodness. How could I forget lollipops and candy kisses?
I don't know. You
well,
know, the other thing is that you don't want to guess wrong because that's embarrassing. But I tell you, I certainly like Valentine's Day because the cupcakes, the candy kisses, and the lollipops, all of those things.
Exactly.
So we definitely want to tell the boys and girls that we love you and we have a Valentine card for you every time you come and visit us. And I know that some of you are probably asleep right now.
I know you're dozing, but our friends on the West Coast, they might still be up.
Yeah, that usually happens sometimes with us. So we have boys and girls, too, from all over the world. They may be in Japan, so they probably are just waking up. And we have some that are in New Mexico or some in Colorado, just all over. We're getting family and friends from all over the world.
Exactly. We are so lucky to have so many great friends.
So thank you, and I guess this is the time that we're going to be saying goodbye to you. So good night, starfish. I know you're ready to go jump in the water and join your friends.
Oh, yes, and I am excited to get fun cards tomorrow.
And I know that Pharaoh probably got a very special Valentine, too, if he didn't eat all the cookies.
Oh, no.
Oh, I hear someone yawning, too.
Yeah, that was a yawn. I think my own story is allowing me to go to Sleepy Lamb.
Did we put you to sleep?
Almost.
Good night, and I will see you next week.
Good night, boys and girls. Have fun in Dreamland.
We'll be joining you, boys and girls. Bye-bye, Aunt Jules and Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. And join us next time for another bedtime story. I think, Starfish, we did our job. We put some more boys and girls and Grandpa and Nana and Mommy and Daddy to bed. Good night.